Yes, they call her Dawn. 720 WGN, John Landecker at 837. Welcoming back to the program, author, registered dietitian, not just, you know, somebody walking around claiming they're a dietitian, registered dietitian, nutritionist, Dawn Jackson-Blattner. Thank you so much for coming on with us tonight, Dawn.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. I was just looking at some WGN photos today of you in the studio with John Williams holding, I don't know, it looked like, I couldn't really tell. It looked like it was a giant tray of, well, like rolled up hot dogs, but that couldn't be true.
I'm trying to remember what that was. Yeah, I think it was something about, it was like a catered event, and we did like healthy catering, but I don't remember what that was. Maybe it was like stuffed dates. I don't know. I can't remember, but I'm going to tell you, like your instinct, it was not hot dogs. It was not hot dogs.
It looked like something was rolled up, right? I mean, and in rows, like three or four rows on this platter. And I'm like, that can't be. And it doesn't say what it is. It just says that you're in the studio with John. But I figured that's just no way. We just got through having a half an hour discussion with Kogan about ribs. Do you have any thoughts on ribs? Funny chance?
It's so interesting you're talking about ribs. That's such a a summertime thing that I always think about. You know, people talk about barbecues, right, and they talk about ribs. Most of the time, this time of year, everyone's talking about, you know, holiday parties and all the mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing. You know, we're 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. And in fact, you know, really for a dietitian, our sort of crunch time starts at Halloween when all the candy comes out, and then it goes to Thanksgiving, and then all the holiday parties, and that winds up in the new year. And so much of what I say is, let's not wait until the new year to get, you know, happy, healthy. There are always small things that you can do that, you know, can keep you well over the holidays without being, you know, a stick in the mud.
Well, you don't want to be, you don't want to go to somebody's house as a guest and then be, as you say, the holiday food stick in the mud. So what are some of the suggestions that you have for folks at this time of year? Because you're so right. I mean, I was just thinking about it today. Thanksgiving, just down the road. Beyond that, then you got Christmas, the new year, and then New Year's. I mean, this is the time of year where I think the access to bad food is at a really high level, and also the opportunity to overindulge on a lot of different levels.
Yeah, you know, and I have an acronym for everything, basically. I love acronyms. They help me remember things. They help everyone remember things. But one of them over the holidays for me is, I call it PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y, and that is sort of the strategy acronym that I use when I'm doing all this extra socializing. I socialize all year long, but I feel like this time of year is extra, right? So the P in PARTY, I got to tell you, is my most powerful tip of all time. I'm telling you, I love this tip no matter what. And P stands for plate. That I'm saying, anytime you are at a party, try to eat meals, or even not if you're at a party, just even if you're in your regular life, meals, your snacks, the party food that's there, the desserts, anything, from a plate, instead of standing around grazing, instead of eating from the fridge, instead of standing at the island talking to people and eating, instead of grabbing that handful of candy from the office candy bowl, whatever. I'll tell you what, it changes everything, because when you eat from a plate, you know, and sit down and really eat, you increase your enjoyment naturally, and you really do end up eating less because you're just sitting there and enjoying it. So I say, eat whatever you want. I'm not somebody who's going to say, you know, pick the healthiest stuff on the holiday. Pick your absolute favorites on the holiday, but eat them from a plate like you mean it. the A in party is active. You know what? Keep active. You know, it can boost your mood. It boosts your sleep. It boosts your energy. It boosts your immunity. It boosts your digestion. Not just move to burn calories. That's old-fashioned thinking. Like, really and truly, think about that activity for all the things that you need during the holidays. Hey, I need extra energy. I need extra immunity. I need extra stress relief. You know, all of that is what activity can do. The R in party is, I really like this. It's kind of a feel-good one. The R is reason for the season. So a lot of times you'll get all hung up on the food thing, you know. And hey, listen, I'm a nutritionist. So, like, I'm big on the food thing. But at the end of the day, you know, reminding ourselves that it's, you know, not just going to somebody's house or going to that party all about the food. Enjoy the people. Enjoy the experience. You know, like, chill out and, you know, enjoy the whole season, reason for the season. The T, I like this one too. I mean, I guess I like them all. I like them all. T is taste. So this, I gotta say, I used to have meals with a girlfriend who, when she would eat, she would sort of do this like happy dance, like when she was eating, like in her chair. And she, I would look at her and she was really tasting her food and thinking it was delicious. And I thought, my gosh, I'm swallowing huge chunks of food right now. I don't even know if I'm tasting it. So, like, tea for taste, like, really chew it, savor it, enjoy it. These are our favorite foods of the year are coming up right now. Like, really, are you doing the happy dance? All right, really tasting it. And the why, I love this one, too. Okay, it's your favorites. Don't eat just what you like. Eat actually what you love. And so if you go somewhere and you navigate the whole place and you think, oh my gosh, I like that, I like that, I like that, I like it. Oh, but I love that. Oh, and I love that. When you just pick the things that you love, you leave that party feeling totally satisfied because you had your absolute favorite, but you don't feel overstuffed because you didn't have every single thing that was even like sort of, you know, looking at you. You really are picking your favorites. So using a plate, staying active, remembering the reason for the season, really tasting things and picking your absolute favorites are great strategies that don't make it so diety and restrictive, but make it, you know, more feel good and actually doable.
Yeah. I love the plate one. I mean, they're all good.
Yes.
But I could visualize, yes. I could visualize people, you know, putting something on a plate. I think if you put anything on a plate that you're going to eat, it sort of takes on a different perspective or something, because you're looking at it in sort of in one shot. You're not like, you don't have something in your hands that, you know, you haven't just grabbed something out of a bowl. It's actually sitting there on a plate, which makes you much more conscious, first of all, of the food being there, and then also how it is that you're consuming it. Because you're not going to, if it's on a plate, I think you're going to be more, what's the term I'm looking for? You're going to be more, not reserved, but you're certainly not going to act in a, you're not going to be a glutton if you've got things sitting on a plate in front of you instead of, like you say, grazing at an island. I think, I can visualize that, you know.
Yes, I got to say, you had such a good point here. This is actually in research that when you have it all on a plate, whatever you want to eat, you're putting it on a plate, your mind takes a snapshot of it. It looks at that plate, and it's taking a snapshot, and it makes you more likely to be full than if you're just mindlessly eating all these little things. Your mind never had an opportunity to really take that snapshot as a feedback loop to say, hey, man, you had a whole plate of food. You're probably full. You never get that with the grazing thing. And, you know, this could be used any time of year, anything. I actually came up with this strategy of, I call it table plate chair, you know, always sit at a table with a plate and eat sitting in a chair instead of lounging on your couch or eating at the computer. I came up with it, probably 25 years ago when I was working with a client who was just binge eating gummy bears all night long. And we couldn't figure out like how to deal with this. And I said, listen, just put as many gummy bears as you want on a plate. Go sit down and eat them like you mean it. You don't eat them on the couch, laying down, watching TV, nothing. Sit, you know, on the couch. And she said, oh my gosh, she tried it. And she was like, it's funny. I like gummy bears, but I don't like them that much to just sit and eat them. And I realized that, you know, I can have them anytime I want them. But when I'm eating it at a plate, you know, I just don't need to eat as many. And so that really changed everything for me after that worked. I was like, now I'm going to do that for everything.
Makes sense. We're going to do more with Dawn when we come back at 720 WGN. 720 WGN, John Landecker, 849. Having a great conversation with Dawn Jackson Blattner. You know her, you love her. She's a registered dietitian and has some really workable suggestions about how to consume. And when you mentioned, I throughout the entire break, I couldn't get the idea of what you were talking about with the plate out of my head. And this isn't something, this doesn't refer to something, this is a healthy food. I was having, a tangerine, okay? And so I peeled the tangerine and I segmented out. And usually I decided I would put it in a bowl, and there's nothing wrong with that. But for some reason, I grabbed the plate and put it on a plate, and it had, I don't know, it had this whole different look to it. These little segments all, you know, lined up on the plate. It was, I'm not quite sure what it was, but it was something. That plate thing really is a trick, is a mind bending. What's the word I'm looking for? The way we perceive something. If it's on a plate, that's genius. Did you come up with that yourself? I mean, come on.
Hey, listen, your enthusiasm for this is really bringing a tear to my eye of joy, because that's how I feel about it, too. It helps cut down on mindless eating. It helps you naturally enjoy your food more, so you naturally eat less on a plate. There is research that says you're taking this snapshot with your mind, so it helps to reinforce that you're eating it. Now, the thing about you using a plate instead of a bowl with that tangerine, it brings me to another thing that's very interesting with food that's sort of like the plate method that we're talking about here, putting it on a plate. But it's, I call it eat pretty. Eat pretty. So many times, if you think about, like, when little kids, you know, oh, we want to get them to eat. Oh, we make their pancakes like little Mickey Mouse in their lunch. You know, we try and make their sandwiches so cute. We do everything for kids to encourage them to eat the food. And then when it comes to us adults, we just slop it together, eat from a paper towel over the sink, floppy, floppy. And it's like, you know what? What happens if we started to plate food like we would for, you know, somebody who's coming over, even if it's just a sandwich and soup that you're eating for lunch? What would happen if you were just, instead of just grabbing a piece of fruit for a snack, you cut it up pretty and you had a little Greek yogurt and cinnamon as a dip? What would happen if you started caring about what your food looks like? And actually, what happens is exactly what you found out with that tangerine. You had it on a plate, it looked a little pretty, and it makes you really respect, enjoy, savor the food more when it doesn't look like, you know, slop on a paper towel. Well, you know, so I really love that.
You know, you were on, you have participated in cooking shows and things of that nature, and there's just so many of them to be able to watch. I mean, my wife is really into something. I think it's called the British Baking Club or something along those lines. And that's all about the way things look. I mean, they're making, you know, cakes and whatever they're making, and pies, but it's not just, this is just not a cake. This is, it's got some sort of creativity to it. It's got some sort of artistic look to it. And it's presented in a manner on a plate, that is as much for the eyes, I would think, almost, as it is for the stomach. And there's so many of these cooking shows, you know, competitive and otherwise, where the plating, I guess that's what they called it, I believe. The plating of the food is almost important as the food. Do you think?
Absolutely. This eat pretty idea that you eat first with your eyes and that you look at it and say, hey, man, you know what? That does look good. You're going to be more likely to eat it slowly, enjoy it, and then you get a natural feedback loop. And we all hear that it takes a little bit of time for our stomach to register that we're full. If we eat too fast or not being mindful, it's very hard for our natural appetite hormones. I mean, appetite hormones are all anybody can talk about these days. Everybody talks about, you know, GLP-1s and how our appetite works.
God.
And it's everywhere. And so what if we tapped in some of our natural appetite regulation, and that is making things look very pretty when we eat them, putting them on a plate and not eating them mindlessly. And listen, you don't have to be some sort of competitive baker on a TV show to do this stuff. You know, it could be very, very easy things. It could be, you know, here's what I do. This is honestly my little trick here of how to make things pretty. Is I take a picture of it and then I look at it and I'm like, man, I would be sort of embarrassed to send this to somebody if I was eating it. So then I take it off the paper plate and I put it on a regular plate. And then I put like a few apple slices on there for like a little bit of like red color. And then I think, maybe I should put this a little bit of, you know, pepper flakes on here or whatever. And so like you can sometimes just push yourself to do it by just taking a picture with your phone and seeing, would you send that to somebody or and be proud of eating that? Or is there something you could judge it up with? And honestly, you know, I'm not just saying this because I'm a dietitian, but at the end of the day, the prettiest foods are the most colorful foods. Mm-hmm. We know that color makes everything so much happier, so much healthier. And so, like, generally, the rule of thumb is if you really want to get something pretty, other than putting it on a plate and, like, making it, you know, shifting around, is just making sure, do you have red, orange, yellow, green? What kinds of colors are you putting on that plate? The more colors, or any color for that matter, it's not just an American, standard American diet, which is the sad diet, standard American diet. Beige diet is usually all beige. And so if you look down at your plate, it's all beige. Add some color. Go in that fridge, grab a handful of spinach and shove it on there, and it's prettier, I'll guarantee.
And you know what? I'll take your guarantee to the bank. You really know what you're talking about. I love hearing you on the air. Dawn, thanks so much for being with us. And I'll be more mindful of my plates from now on. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.